Business Matters is proudly sponsored by Print Supplies Frosses. With 21 years in business, Print Supplies provides managed print solutions with local support and remote ink monitoring, saving your business time and money. Print Supplies, your local printer and photocopier company.
Hello and welcome along to another edition of Business Matters here on Highland Radio with me, Chris Ashmore. Later in this week's programme, I'll be finding out all about a company called Gander Ireland, which helps retailers to turn reduced-to-clear food into sales by promoting discounted items in real time. It's a very interesting concept, and a number of retailers in Donegal are already involved. Gander has been working closely with the Maple Group, an Irish retail group headquartered in Milford, which has become the first in the Republic to use the AI-powered technology to tackle food waste across its stores. I'll be hearing from Adam Emerson of Gander Ireland, who will be explaining more about the business and how he expects further growth in Donegal. Before that, however, I'm going to focus on one of Donegal's big success stories of recent years. Tata Consultancy Services, a global leader in IT services, consulting and business solutions, operates a global distribution centre in Letterkenny. The Letterkenny Centre is just one part of an enormous company which is headquartered in India. Indeed, the company employs more than 650,000 people around the world in more than 55 countries. The Letterkenny facility has won a number of awards and was recently presented with the Diversity, Inclusion and Workplace Culture Award at the Invest in Ireland Awards for 2026. Well, earlier this week, I paid a visit to the premises in Letterkenny and spoke with Andrea McBride, who's head of TCS's Global Delivery Centre here in Letterkenny. I spoke to her about the award and indeed the company's continued expansion. In fact, it's currently recruiting and has positions available. Andrea, we'll touch on the award and congratulations on that, but I'm going to start off by just asking you to maybe just give me an outline of what Tata Consultancy Services does, because a lot of people maybe drive past your premises here in Letterkenny every day. It's one of the most iconic buildings in Donegal. You're a major employer, but a lot of people may not be aware of the range of things that you do.
Thank you, Chris, for having me on. So maybe I'll give a bit of a background of how we came about here in Letterkenny. We were Primerica Systems Ireland for 20 years here, captive of Prudential Financial in the US. So they put us up for sale and TCS bought us in December 2020. So over 1,000 employees transferred across to TCS. TCS, Tata Consultancy Services, is a digital transformation and IT service delivery partner. We have over 600,000 employees around the world, operating out of 55 countries. And really, we do provide a range of services to companies, from service desk, customer service agents, right through to digital transformation, AI, the whole gamut. So back in 2020, when we were taken over, we had one client, Prudential Financial, and it was in the middle of COVID. It was a worrying time for all, being taken over and not knowing, you know, the future. So I'm local, I'm from Letterkenny originally, and my peers here in the organisation, the senior leadership team, Jared Grant, Chris Lynch, both from Letterkenny, and Leanne Patterson, who's from OMA. So we're invested in the company, the town, the jobs locally from the Northwest. Most of our employees are from Donegal, Derry and Tyrone. So we could have easily jumped ship as well. A lot of people left at the time, but we put our heads together and went around the country trying to find roles for folks to diversify our client base. Glad to say, 5 years later, we have over 50 clients on the book. On the books right across financial services, insurance, banks, utilities, education, retail throughout Ireland, UK, Europe and America. So we have around 1,000 employees here now, servicing 50 clients. Mm. So a real good success story for the region.
And by way of example of some of the work that you're doing here, people may be familiar that recently you got the contract with the Department of Social Protection for the Auto Enrolment Retirement Savings Scheme, the My Future Fund. So maybe just tell us a little bit about what exactly you'll be doing for that development.
Yeah, so we had a visit from the Department of Social Protection a couple of years ago to suss out, you know, really were we qualified to take on this work and be able to deliver it for them. And we won the contract, a 15-year contract, which was huge for us here in Letterkenny. We have 200 people, over 200 people working on that project now, all delivered out of Letterkenny. So the whole solution was built here, just downstairs. And the customer service end of it, the finance end of it, it's all sitting here in Letterkenny. It was it went live on January 1st, and actually it's been so successful that we have removed 20 odd of our customer agents onto other work because we didn't need them. There was no issues. So delighted with that work. The other piece of work that got us going really, you know, as well back a couple of years ago was a joint venture between Allied Irish Bank and Canada Life to build a life insurance platform. So they visited us also on site here and were impressed with what they saw. So they signed the contract with us and we built that platform for them all in the cloud from scratch, and it's still here today also. So exciting work across the board. As I say, you know, customer service roles right through to leading edge. We have a team of about 35 engineers working with Jaguar Land Rover Range Rover in Shannon, doing software development for the car and DevOps, etc. Very exciting work. And it's actually, you know, to have those customers in Ireland, they're fantastic relationships. They come and visit us a lot. We visit them. They'll have some of their board meetings here. And, you know, it's they're great partners, great business partners to have.
Now, you mentioned COVID, and when it happened, of course, it meant a lot of people's whole work practice changed and hybrid working came in, and you had the big new premises here. So that had a big impact on your how you worked.
Yeah, it was actually quite depressing coming here in the early days in a big empty building. But I think you can see from today the buzz is back. Some of the roles do require 5 days a week in the office. So we have a lot of young people in doing some of those customer service roles. But the majority of folks come in maybe 2 to 3 days a week. But we encourage them only to come in when their teams are on site. There's no point in coming in and sitting behind a desk, you know, or on a Teams chat. So we tend to have events on for the days that the majority of folks are in as well. There's town halls or HR Connect sessions, and we do a lot of wellness events. If you were here last week, you could have had your hair done and your nails done, back massages, etc. So very much encouraging staff engagement and just to get a buzz in the office.
And that is important for things like staff retention as well. People want to have a good working environment.
Yeah, staff retention is at an all-time high. We're delighted with it. And so much so, you know, that when customers come to view and look at attrition, etc., they're impressed. And off the back of it recently, we now are going to be hiring up to over 100 roles for our two big financial services clients in the UK. So we're looking to hire 40 in June, 30 in July and 30 in August for those two clients alone. We have around 200 open roles now currently, which is exciting. Cloud, cyber, software engineering, help IT help desk, contact centre, etc. The capabilities that we've really concentrated on building out have been those high-end tech capabilities as well. We have about 65 cloud engineers here working on really high-end projects across the world, We have one of the biggest cyber capabilities in Ireland with 175 cyber folks right across the spectrum there. And digital marketing is another big capability for us, working around the world for different companies. And more recently, we're trying to grow now our actuarial talent, that footprint.
The current recruitment process that's taking place, if people want to find out more about it, they can go to your website and it's all listed there.
They can go to tcs.com and under Ireland, and also on LinkedIn. We tend to post TCS locally on LinkedIn, and the hiring manager will be tagged in that post. So please do come in, bring in your CV, send them in, go online, yeah.
And it ticks a lot of boxes, a good competitive salary, a great place to work, and then there's all these fringe benefits and a great working environment.
Yeah, we want to bring joy in the workplace. We want folks to enjoy their working week, and all of the above.
And those roles, are a lot of the people who are going to be coming here, are they graduates? Are they people coming from other companies? Well, what's sort of the skill sets? What's the variety there?
It's a mix of both, Chris. We have graduates coming on board all the time. We work very closely with the local colleges. We've had a lovely day today. We've had all the School of Computing in from Ulster University in McGee, who are very engaged with us. A couple of weeks ago, we had the whole School of Computing, the lectures in from ATU. And all during the years, and we've worked closely with ETB also, great partner, as well as Northwest Regional College in Derry. Mm. The other interesting fact, I suppose, in terms of experience, we have nationalities here from 42 different countries. So good, diverse range of talent. So we'll bring in the more experienced and the junior level and try and grow the junior level up through the ranks then.
And you do work very closely. You've mentioned third level institutions, Donegal ETB, the Letterkenny Chamber. There's a good relationship with industry and commerce in the area.
Yeah, one of the senior leadership team, Chris Lynch, was on the board of the Chamber there recently. We work very closely with the Chamber, with the area and the town. We won the Workplace of the Year for the Chamber Awards 2 years ago, very proud of. So we've won the Top Employer in Ireland this year, just in the last couple of months, as well as the Diversity, Inclusion and Workplace Culture Award, which you mentioned at the start. The most recent win we've had this weekend, we're all very proud of, is the Irish Life Workplace Fitness Challenge. So we had the staff out every day walking. They walked 37 million steps, and we came first in approximately 250 companies across Ireland. So delighted with that.
Absolutely. Now, the fact that TCS are here in Donegal, in Letterkenny, you're a small cog in a giant wheel of a company. Are you doing things here that are, you know, very much specific to here, or is it because of our regional position sort of on the edge of Europe? What are the sort of the competitive advantages that you have by being in Letterkenny? What is it really offering?
Yeah, so TCS is a huge company with over 600,000 employees in 55 countries. The largest footprint obviously being India. We're doing a mixture of both. We're doing local work, but we're also working for a lot of international clients, big European financial institutions. Some of them want the work done in Europe, but a lot of it is the stickiness of the employees here. They'll stay. There's very little attrition. And once they get on a good project and good interest in technical work, you know, the employee enjoys it and they're learning all the time. We put a huge emphasis on learning here. Most employees have to do around 2 weeks a year in learning and upskilling. And of course, at the minute, the buzzword, the focus is all on AI. And to give you an example of what TCS put into this, as a senior leadership team, the four of us, Jared, Chris, Leanne and I, had to undertake 3 hours a day, 3 days a week for 5 weeks last year in AI training and pass an exam at the end with an 80% pass rate. Passmark. So huge focus on that. We have an AI lab built out. We have a lot of use cases that we're working on, and TCS want to be an AI first company.
So you want to be ahead of the curve, and for the staff themselves, if they're constantly upskilling, well, there's less likely they're going to leave to go somewhere else, because there's going to be opportunities here and real chances to progress within the company.
Exactly. Because we have so many different clients, there's opportunities to move to different clients with your, when your skills are updated, and they can see that.
You mentioned earlier customer service. Obviously, that's key. Is that a 24/7 operation here?
We do have a 24/7 operation. We have folks around the clock, but the majority is Monday to Friday, 9 to 5, half 8 to half 4, depending on the client requirements. It's interesting because this building, as you see yourself, it was built originally open plan, so we've had to retrofit it over the last couple of years with competing financial services or banks or whatever. You can't have them sitting beside each other, so that's been an interesting. Yeah. Combination as well.
And looking at the building, there's obviously still considerable scope for expansion, that you can take on quite a lot more people.
Exactly. As I say, we have 200 open roles at the minute, and we would like to fill that in the next 6 months or so. But we still have room, especially now with the hybrid working as well. We can take on a lot more staff.
So as things stand, the future looks pretty bright.
Future is very bright, a lot brighter than what we thought it was 5 years ago. The staff here, I have to just call out, they've been amazing. We have 9 different employee resource groups. They take part in every event. We have over 9,000 volunteering hours, giving back to the community, and it's all employee-led. So the staff, just a shout out to them, they're absolutely fantastic.
Now, Andre, recently the company at the Invest in Ireland Awards held in Dublin, you won the Diversity, Inclusion and Workplace Culture Award. So a great honour for all involved. And I suppose it reflects just how many things that you're doing right within the workplace, bringing people all together. And there's a sense of belonging, no doubt.
Yeah, there's a huge focus on this. It's a structured, consistent and embedded. It's embedded into everyday operations. So rather than treating diversity and inclusion as a standalone program, we have inclusive practices integrated across engagement, learning, well-being, people, etc. So we have focused engagement sessions. We had a Neurodiversity Week there a couple of weeks ago. We have the International Women's Award. We have International Men's Day Awards. Every week there's something going on. We even have a generations group, where all the different generations come together as a group and you know, work together how they can learn from each other. So I would say the majority of the folks working here are part of someone of these groups.
And how does that fit in for people who are maybe hybrid working, and do they have to come in sometimes?
They can come in, but we can do, we have Teams meetings, we have online channels as well and forums. We do try and encourage anybody who's working from home 5 days a week that they come into the office at least 2 days in the month, so that they can meet with their team and I suppose be part of the organisation and not feel alienated.
What about access? We hear about it is a difficulty still getting to and from Dublin quick enough in the airports, but does that come into play much for a business like you?
Not really, no. Delighted now that the Derry Dublin flight is back on again. It really helps us, and I have to thank the IDA for all the work they put into that. But when customers come here from all over, and UK customers, it's very handy flight from Heathrow into Derry for them as well. They're delighted. Maybe the folks who have to drive from Wexford or Cork, it's a more difficult commute, but they tend to come up for a couple of days, maybe do a management offsite when they're here. I think we're doing all, we're quite accessible. A5 would be good.
Now, many people may recall the building that we're in at the moment. It actually was built in a sort of a modular form, and it was unique in that sense here in Donegal. Many parts of this building came up on the back of trucks and was put together. Today, it's looking as fresh as ever. So at the time, it was probably a move that some people might have sort of looked at and wondered, but it's worked out extremely well.
Yeah, it has. It came up during the night, mostly in the back of trucks, and was put up here. And I heard comments, around the town. But look, 10 years later, you can see yourself, it stands a test of time. We have a fantastic facilities team on site here as well who look after it and maintain it. And yeah, it's nice. It's still nice and fresh.
And anybody coming up to the IDA Business Park here with CETA, and then, there's Zuis, there's a lot of companies together. And I know the IDA likes to have these clusters of companies together. And you can see that, and there's still a lot of acreage here that can be expanded. So this is going to be the real growth hub in Donegal.
It is, and you can see across the road there's a new building now, advanced building built by the IDA. And I have to say, we work very closely with those companies, the likes of CETA, and we're on, the IDA or some of the learning organisations will bring us all together, ETB, to look at the future and skills needed, and we partner very closely together on that also for the region.
Looking ahead, you can be pretty upbeat about the future for TCS here in Letterkenny.
Yeah, the future's bright. We will not take our foot off the pedal. We are still out looking, partnering with other companies to see what we can do for them, see what skills we can bring to them. We're venturing into the world of consulting now with certain companies as well, that our guys, experts here, will go on site and provide guidance on how they're working, how they're operating, and maybe how they're doing their cyber practice or how they're doing their cloud practice, etc. So, yeah, very exciting times ahead.
My thanks to Andrea McBride, Head of Tata Consultancy Services Global Delivery Centre in Letterkenny. Join me again after this short break.
Business Matters is brought to you by Print Supplies. Based in Frosses, Print Supplies has 21 years experience delivering managed print solutions to save you time and money. With remote monitoring and local hands-on support, they take the hassle out of printers and photocopiers. Email sales@printsupplies.ie to find out more.
Welcome back. You may not have heard of a company called Gander, but it certainly seems to be carving out a slice of what is potentially a very big business. It's proving that reducing food waste through the use of cutting-edge technology can boost profits and support sustainability. So let's find out a little more. Well, delighted to say joining me on Business Matters is Adam Emerson, Head of Gander Ireland. Now, Gander Ireland helps retailers to essentially turn reduced to clear food into sales by promoting the discounted items in real time. And we're going to find out how it all works. Adam, thanks for joining us. You are operational in Donegal. There's a number of outlets here that you have tied in with. First of all, can you just explain the whole concept of what Gander Ireland does? And certainly, I think a lot of people are going to find this very interesting.
Well, thanks for having me on, Chris. First of all, I really appreciate the opportunity. I appreciate you guys reaching out. And as you said, we have been operating in Donegal since early last year. It just so happens that is where it kind of originated in Ireland. There is obviously a bigger background to Gander globally. So basically, what Gander is trying to achieve here is eradicating unnecessary food waste from retail. So it tackles this at shelf level, at live real-time data analysis and tracking, and using AI tools and content generation to promote the products online.
Now, by way of practical example, Adam, just give us an idea of say I'm a retailer and I have so many items, the best before date is coming up, or some of them might have been freshly prepared in a deli or something and it's getting warm out there. So how can I use Gander Ireland to sort of get those sales of those items before they're past their effective using by date?
Yeah, so Gander is completely, fully integrated with all of the EPOS vendors across Ireland. So it's a piece of software that sits in the background. So once the retailer creates and prints a reduced to clear sticker, the Gander tech that sits within their EPOS ecosystem will capture that information and create an online digital item for that. That then gets promoted across the retailer's digital channels. The retailer will have a online inventory, and they'll also have a Facebook content creation tool for them as well.
So if I follow a local shop that's doing this and they have just put something out on the shelves at the discounted item, do I see it, say, for example, coming up on the Facebook page, or is there actually a notification? How does that actually work?
Yeah, so currently it works at a scheduled posting intervals. So the retailer can choose what days and what times the posts go out. The system will automatically randomly pick from a selection of live products and pick between 2 to 4 products and then promote them products and talk about them products on the social media. So while the Facebook posts isn't the live reel of what's currently reduced in store, it just notifies the customer that reductions are currently live. It pushes a link to the live inventory where the customer can then click the link and go and view the full live inventory at any given time.
So there's plenty of winners here. For the retailer, it means they're moving stock, they're helping their cash flow. Products aren't going out of date that could end up being dumped. For the consumer, they're getting better value, and then everybody wins because there's less waste.
Exactly, yeah. And the statistics we have to show the reach and the improvement on margin overall from, you know, customers finding the reductions earlier, and also, you know, when a customer comes into the store to pick up a reduction, you know, 9 times out of 10 they're going to buy a full priced item as well. So you're not only increasing your kind of reduced to clear sales, you're also capturing increased footfall and full price product sales as well.
Now, tell us a little bit about some of the people you've been dealing with here in Donegal. You are already established with a number of retailers.
Yeah, so our major success story of last year was with the Maple Group. So big shout out to them for everything that they did in the first half of last year to help us really get this technology working correctly and make sense for retailers. The store managers and Brian, the general manager, spent a lot of time with me in the first half of 2025, really, really making sense of how this needed to fit into the retail market. So with that, we launched with them the middle of last year, and by the end of 2025, we had reduced their food waste by 60%.
Which is pretty impressive, yeah.
Which was absolutely astonishing results, you know. So 60% equates to, you know, a lot of money, regardless of whether it's, you know, what scale of retail operation you have. If you can save 60%, recover 60% of the food that was currently going in the bin and get that back into your bank, I think everyone's a winner there.
And I know you're trialing and talking with a number of other stores in the county, so it's going well from a Donegal perspective. Just tell us a little bit more about the background, because the whole concept, it started in other places, and you were introduced to it, and I suppose fair to say you saw the potential gap in the market here in Ireland.
Yeah. So basically, it stems from a father and son team who operate out of the Isle of Man. Don was a lawyer in London and would often be heading home, 8, 9 p.m. at night from the office, walking by all these retail outlets, and was just amazed by the amount of food that was left on the shelf at 9 p.m. at night with reduced to clear stickers. And it sparked the idea of, well, why aren't they being sold? And then that kind of, you know, stemmed into, you know, this whole concept of, well, if we can take that product and put it online and make it accessible and visible to a much wider audience in the local community, then surely that would entice more people to come in and pick up these goods. Because the main reason why most of the stuff isn't sold is people just don't see it. People aren't aware of it. Before Gander, you would have had to physically walk past it on the shelf and spot it. So from that, they built the technology, they built the software, they launched it in Jersey. That major success in Jersey. They launched in the UK. As of last year, all of the Iceland food stores and Iceland warehouse stores, 950 stores, I think, in total, went live with Gander. Plus, there's a massive, massive market in the UK using Gander. There's also Gander Australia and Gander Brazil. So globally, the company is making a huge impact. And the opportunity came to me a couple of years ago through links with my dad, who actually operates one of the EPOS companies within Ireland. So that's kind of my link to all of this. And my background is retail IT. So conversation was had, and I just thought it was genius. You know, I thought it was such a clever idea. Nobody was doing anything like it, and everyone was a winner. You know, we save money for the retailer, we save money for the consumer, and we save the planet. I mean, who doesn't want to be involved in something where everyone wins?
Absolutely. Now, you're based in RD, but as we've touched on here, Donegal seems to have taken to the product quicker than many other counties. So part of your plan, no doubt, is to make this essentially a household name all over the country.
Exactly. It is. And we're pushing forward. And that all comes from retail communities kind of talking about it, you know. And that's why, you know, we've really sparked the fire under it with the success from the Maple Group and the Letterkenny Chamber of Commerce. The guys over there have been absolutely fantastic in kind of, you know, helping spread the word. And obviously we've got some new groups engaged with Gander around Donegal and Galway and Sligo. But a household name is where we need to be. I just think once everyone understands what it is and what it does and what it can achieve, I think it's a no-brainer for anyone that has a problem with food going in the bin. And just to touch on the point of it becoming a household name, I have engaged with the Irish government. I've been speaking with ministers because obviously they have a 2030 target of 50% to reduce food waste across the nation. So I'm hoping we can progress them conversations and become part of Ireland's initiative to reduce food waste.
And I see you have become a member of Letterkenny Chamber, so that gives you exposure in Donegal as well. And also you've linked up with the Students' Union in Ireland here. Tell us about that.
Yes, so that happened late last year. And it was just at a time when we were looking for new avenues for retailers to reach new audiences. And it sparked the idea, well, why not put the retailer and the student together? Because specifically students are people who are living on a budget, generally have no money, and need to eat every day. So why not help them get access to good quality food at a reduced price so that they can budget better? And we reached out to the guys at the Student Union of Ireland, and they were massively receptive. We set up our partnership and took a bit of time to get the tech working, all working, and get stores on. But we officially launched our first store last week in Tralee, Spar in Tralee. We're the first store to go live on the Student Union platform for MTU, I think it is.
So you can see, obviously, students say they find out that something could be half price, they're hungry, and they can just look it up and go around and avail of the offer. So you can see how it works. Yeah. Now, from your own point of view, obviously, you're investing a lot of effort, time, money, commitment into this. So how does Gander Ireland, how do you make money back from the whole process?
Yeah, a lot of time, a lot of energy has gone into it over the last couple of years. All with the belief that this is just the right thing to do, and this is something that needs to be utilised for everybody. So for the retailer, there is a small subscription fee of €90 per month per store for the convenience sector. Larger scale models are kind of bespoke, and you know, we can discuss them as and when they come in for bigger supermarket chains. So you know, when we give a retailer their first 30 days free, it just gives them an opportunity to see the data, to understand the impact it can have, and then make the decision on whether or not €90 a month is going to be cost effective for them based on their potential savings. And I mean, based on the data we can show from retailers already using it, it's a no-brainer. But as with anything, everyone got to see it working for themselves. So there's a little bit of, let's get you signed up, let's give you 30 days free, and then let's review, and then it's €90 a month thereafter.
And tell me, in terms of competition, is there anything else out there on the market that's like you, or are there things that have some similarities but just don't offer as much?
Yeah. I mean, Gander is quite unique. The technology is unique. The technology they use is actually, they have a patent for it. There's nobody surfacing reduced to clear food in real time. There is some other companies that can kind of capture full inventory or take full inventory and put it online, not necessarily as a live feed, but again, it's similar by way of, you know, a store can have products online. The reduce to clear segment is the kind of unique and the USP for Gander. There's no one else surfacing that online and pushing it out to multiple partner channels like social media, Google Shopping, delivery platforms, you know, and different, you know, student union app and other partner apps as well. The only other kind of well-known company within Ireland, I think, would be kind of Too Good To Go and probably Food Cloud. So Too Good To Go is an app where a retailer can sell a basket of reduced to clear food that hasn't sold throughout the day at close of business. So what that means is the food has already gone into surplus. They pick the stuff, they put it in a basket. That basket sells for 4 or 5 euros. There's usually about 15 euros worth of food in it. The customer doesn't know what they're getting. The customer is buying a lucky dip bag. So they just get random pieces of food. So while it definitely saves the food from going in the retailer's bin, it's redistributing that out to the customer. And then what happens at that point is kind of an unknown. Food Cloud are more of a charity organization where they take donations and then donate the food to different charities for food. So they're the kind of commonplace platforms, but again, nothing on the same level as Gander. Gander kind of tackles food waste at a food prevention level. The rest of these companies are food redistribution.
And if people want to find out a little bit more, Adam, tell us, is there a website they can go to, or how do they find out more about Gander Ireland?
Yeah, so www.gander.co will bring you to the website. And for customers just looking to see what stores are live, you can just put in your location and it will find all the stores within the 25-kilometre radius. For any retailers that are curious, there's a retailer-specific section which gives them retailer-tailored information. And they can submit the contact form through there and we will be in touch then.
And just to repeat, it's www.gander.co, just .co.
Yeah. .co.
And that was Adam Emerson, head of Gander Ireland. You've been listening to Business Matters here on Highland Radio with me, Chris Ashmore. If you want to contact the programme, you can do so by email to businessmatters@highlandradio.com. Well, thanks for tuning our way. I hope you have a healthy, happy and profitable week ahead. Until the next time, goodbye.
Business Matters is brought to you by Print Supplies. Based in Frosses, Print Supplies has 21 years experience delivering managed print solutions to save you time and money. With remote monitoring and local hands-on support, they take the hassle out of printers and photocopiers. Email sales@printsupplies.ie to find out more.